Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Deborah Becker in Boston. Boston has lifted all of its pandemic restrictions on businesses, but many office workers have yet to return. The city's trying to lure them back with a series of block parties through the summer. WBUR's Walter Ruthman filed this report from Downtown Crossing, where the first gathering was held yesterday.
If you offer them coffee, they will come. Or at least that's the hope. It's all part of the effort to bring back remote workers. The city has plenty of other ideas as well.
We're bringing fife and drum troops in. We're bringing historical reenactors in. We're just trying to make sure people understand that downtown Boston is clean, safe, and welcoming.
That's George Camo, marketing and brand manager for the Boston Downtown Business Improvement District.
I hope people will think about all the things they did love about downtown Boston and decide to come back.
The nonprofit is working with Mayor Michelle Wu to hold a series of parties on Wednesdays to try to boost downtown's appeal. Local officials say businesses need the workers to return to survive. About 13% of downtown offices are now vacant, more than double the figure before the pandemic. And foot traffic is less than half of what it was in 2019, according to sensors operated by the Downtown Business Improvement District. Some office workers, like Ellie Dieter, said they appreciated the effort to revive downtown. Dieter was one of the people waiting in line for free coffee at the Mobile Dunkin'.
I like feeling a little bit like a person again, you know, rather than just rolling out of bed and walking 5 feet to my desk.
Dieter says she started working in person at her downtown office again in February. But she says it will take more than free coffee and other perks to draw all the people back. She says companies also need to do more to make employees feel safe.
Making sure that there is space or precautions in place that people can, you know, help themselves feel good about coming back in with the help of their company.
Brian Appleman is a real estate agent who works in the area. He says some of his favorite local restaurants still feel mostly empty.
We go to lunch all the time down here, and it's been a bummer to see some of the places struggling that you're usually seeing lines out the door, you know?
Democracy Brewing is a microbrewery, steps away from Downtown Crossing.
So right now we're brewing a sour. Mike, what are you brewing right now?
That's Democracy co-founder James Raza. Head brewer Mike Smith is just downstairs, stirring a mango papaya sour. Democracy was once a popular spot for drinks after work. But Raza says the office workers have yet to come back in large numbers. Instead, they've mostly seen tourists and other visitors. But Raza says he finally feels like his brewery is on solid footing again after struggling through the lockdowns.
We definitely thought game was up a few times, for sure. And we felt like if we could hang on, things would get better.
Raza says he's also happy for all the bars, cafes, and restaurants that have managed to survive so far. And he hopes business keeps getting better for everyone.
The more that we can have downtown rebounding and being exciting again, the more that people are going to want to come visit and pop around, get drinks here, then go to a show, and then get dinner there. And so I think it's starting to really come back, and that's super exciting for us.
Back on the street, theater workers Lucille Ferragamo and Karen Costco say they've been putting on shows in person since last summer, well ahead of many office workers. Here's Ferragamo.
Well, we've been alive right from the beginning.
Well,
we went right back to work. We're at the theaters, uptown, downtown, and once they opened the doors, put the curtain up, we were there in the aisle.
But not everyone came back as quickly. Costco said the streets still felt empty a few months ago.
Yeah. And do you see people starting to come back a little more?
Absolutely. Especially
to the
theaters.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're craving
they
it.
They need it.
The Boston Improvement District sensors back that up. Though still down from 2019, foot traffic has surged 64% over the past year. The city wants to boost those numbers even further. So they'll keep trying with street performers, food trucks, and free iced coffee. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Walter Ruthman.